So finally, the UK has decided to dismantle the stranded F-35B. Yes, take it apart and fly it back in a big cargo aircraft. Now you might ask, why dismantle such an advanced jet? Because they are saying the wheels are not safe. If the aircraft shakes too much during transport, the wheels might shift and cause major problems. So they will remove the wheels, and when the wheels come off, obviously the wings also need to be taken off. And guess what? The entire onboard computer, yes, the brain of the aircraft, that too will be removed and packed separately. Why? Because apparently the lock on the system just won't open. No fix, no bypass, total freeze. I told you in my last video, this wasn't just a technical glitch. Watch that video if you haven't yet, you'll get the full picture. Now, the F-35B, as many of you already know, is supposed to be this modern short takeoff and vertical landing jet. It has an exhaust system that moves up and down. For vertical takeoff, the nozzle tilts downward and lifts the jet up like a rocket. Sounds cool, right? But now this jet can't even roll forward. Forget vertical takeoff. It's not moving an inch. It is just parked in Thiruvananthapuram Airport for 19 days now. No repairs, no liftoff, nothing. But hold on, let's take a step back. What's the bigger story here? This isn't just about one fighter jet getting stuck. This is happening while Trump is pressuring NATO countries like the UK, France, and Germany to increase their defense spending to 5% of the GDP. Yes, at the NATO summit in Hague, June 2025, Trump made it official. He wants all NATO members to raise spending from 2% to 5% by 2035. Why? Because he wants to reduce America's NATO contribution, which is currently the biggest share. Surprisingly, while pushing for budget cuts, United States under Trump just raised its own debt ceiling by $5 trillion and increased its federal deficit by $3.3 trillion over the next decade. But anyway, Trump's message is clear. Europe, pay more and buy American-made weapons, especially the F-35. Now, Britain and others are thinking, wait a minute, do we really want more F-35s? And guess what? Europe already has the Eurofighter, built by a group of countries together. It may not be fully stealth, but it's not far behind. And here is a fun fact. The F-35 is made of carbon fiber and resin composites. It makes up about 35% of the F-35's airframe by weight, which do not last long in humid climates like India. They look fancy, but they degrade faster than traditional metal jets. So the lifespan is short and the production as well as operational cost is high. Take India's MiG-21s for example. They were bought in 1970s, still flying in 2025. Over 50 years of service, that's value. Meanwhile, France has its own Rafale jets, nearly fifth generation already. They can upgrade those instead of buying new F-35s. So around the world, people are asking, is stealth technology in a fighter jet really worth it? Or is it just a way to burn more money? And now even India has developed VHF radars and photonic radars. These can visually detect stealth aircraft. Photonic means light-based. In clear skies, spot a fighter jet from 100 kilometers away. So, if we can see these jets, what's the point of stealth anymore? UK, France, Germany, they all are starting to ask the same question. Why buy F-35? And here's where it gets interesting. The F-35B in Thiruvananthapuram is stuck for nearly 3 weeks now. Can't be repaired, can't fly out. Now they will take it apart and ship it home. Don't you think the UK has strong, valid excuse to say to the US, we don't want F-35s anymore? They can bargain for F-22, but the US will not sell it. But they can at least try. And here's where India comes in. If UK can argue its point or takes a strong decision and backs out from purchasing more F-35s, then India can also say, look, even NATO allies are dropping the F-35. Even we don't need it. This makes India's position easier to defend. On the other hand, Russia is offering India the Su-57, a fifth-generation jet with full technology transfer. India already has a production facility for Sukhoi, where so far 220 Su-35 MKIs were built. So who wants to buy an F-35 that is so expensive to fly and maintain when you can get a better deal with more customization? This one F-35 incident has probably damaged American defense credibility to a great extent. At the same time, India's reputation is rising in terms of advanced integrated defense network. Systems like IACCS, Akash Tir, has shown the world that even India has done significant technological, organizational, and strategic advancement in air defense network. So this is not just about one jet landing in Kerala and refusing to take off. This is a geopolitical movement, a message from India, perhaps from Europe as well, to the United States. We are not buying blind anymore. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.